This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We were talking earlier in the program about that census report on household incomes. We also learned this week that a bunch of big retailers have started to staff up for the holiday shopping season. Target's looking for 130,000 people. UPS needs 100,000. Amazon and Kohl's are hiring as well. And that prompts this nod to the calendar. It's September, people. But I guess such is life in a tight labor market, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
There's a lot of competition for seasonal workers this year. So companies are offering all kinds of incentives, like Target's 10% discount for employees. Teresa Ghilarducci is a labor economist at the New School.
People really like those kinds of incentives because people who work at Christmas also are people who have to buy Christmas and other holiday presents.
Seasonal work at shipping companies like UPS appeals to workers whose normal jobs are slow during the holiday season. That includes a lot of farmers, says Satish Jindal at ShipMatrix.
And the other one are college students who have holiday time in the winter, plus they can work at nighttime and still go to school in the daytime.
UPS is offering to pay seasonal workers up to $1,300 in tuition reimbursement. But perks are one thing. Peter Erasm at Iowa State University says seasonal work is starting to pay more, too.
So in general, an hour of work is rewarding people more than it has in the past.
That's because we'd expect companies to pay more when unemployment is so low, says Teresa Ghilarducci at the New School.
In a tight labor market, you would have to induce people who normally wouldn't work, which means that employers would have to pay a little bit more.
UPS says its starting rate this year is $14 an hour, up from around $10 last year. Target will pay $13 an hour. It raised its overall minimum wage in June. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.